This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now, great to be with you. Great to be back. We have Megan Barth filling in as guest host for hour number one. I always enjoy that. Thank you, Megan. Great job. We got Megan on Tuesdays. We got Lee Elsie on Thursday. So I get a one-hour break, and I get a chance to work out a little bit harder, which is always good for yours truly and good for my energy. Hear my energy, man. I'm on fire. And I've got a commentary coming out in Thursdays. Las Vegas Review Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in America, as well as syndicated all over this country, a newspaper near you by Creator Syndicate. I want to read it to you. Always excited to let you know my thoughts. It's called Willie Horton, Part 2. Willie Horton, Part 2. I've argued over 3 years in about 300 Las Vegas Review Journal columns that Democrats aren't just radical, extreme, and crazy, but dangerous, too. They are a danger to themselves and to all the rest of us. Their obsession with open borders is going to get us killed. I wrote recently about an illegal alien in Oregon who raped a small dog to death. The liberal Democrats of Oregon, a sanctuary state, are so obsessed with doing anything and everything to help illegal alien criminals, they refuse to turn this dog rapist and murderer over to ICE. They let him walk right out the front door of the courthouse after being found guilty of raping and murdering a little innocent dog. I recommend to President Trump that this dog rapist and murderer, Fidel Lopez, become the Willie Horton of 2020, i.e. the star of Trump's re-election TV ads. Except for one thing, I have found a new Willie Horton. As a matter of fact, it seems like liberals produce a new one every hour of every day. But this one stands out just like the dog rapist and murderer. Willie Horton, Part 2, is Hodan Nalaye, a Muslim journalist and big fan of Ilhan Omar, the Muslim Somali congresswoman from Minnesota, who can't stop attacking, denigrating, and spewing hate speech at America, 9/11, Jews, and Israel. Omar is so obsessed with Jew hatred, she raged against Jews in Israel even louder after our president called her out for being a radical extreme Jew hater. Omar immediately put out a House bill to make it legal to boycott Israel and compare Jews to Nazis, the Soviet Union, and South African apartheid. Ilhan is clearly a danger to all of us. She is an obsessed stalker. She's like Glenn Close boiling the bunny rabbit in Fatal Attraction. Except she's not after Michael Douglas. She's after the Jews of Israel. But back to Ilhan's biggest fan, journalist Hodan Nalaye. Hodan wanted to prove Somalia is not the terrible place President Trump thinks it is. She wanted to prove Somalia is a beautiful place filled with beautiful people like Ilhan Omar. We should let into the USA people like Ilhan. She wanted to challenge the negative stereotypes. So Hodan traveled to Somalia, birthplace of Ilhan Omar, to conduct interviews and film videos. She spent 2 weeks tweeting out how wonderful Somalia was until Muslim terrorists burst into her hotel and murdered her, her husband, and her unborn child. Hodan got herself and her entire family murdered with her ignorance. Somalia isn't a nice place. We shouldn't be in a hurry to let people from violent, terror-filled countries into the USA. We have to be choosy who we let into our great country. Hodan's death is Exhibit A for the need for caution, extreme vetting, and a very big wall. No, we don't want to decriminalize illegal immigration. No, we don't want to give free health care to illegals. No, we don't want to eliminate ICE, because all of those crazy ideas would lead to the death of many innocent Americans. Hodan's story proves liberal Democrats are a danger to themselves and the rest of us, and their crazy ignorance could get us all killed. I love America. I want to keep America safe. I don't want America to become the next Somalia. I don't want anyone I love to become the next Hodan. Do you? My commentary coming out Thursday. Willie Horton, part two, in the Las Vegas RJ Review Journal, as well as newspapers all over this country syndicated by Creator Syndicate. All right, let's talk about some of the news of the day. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I mentioned yesterday at the tail end of my show that the Trump administration is set to expand expedited removal of illegal aliens. So you can't just stay here in the United States, you know, just because you've been here, you could stay here. And just because you're here, you got to be released into the middle of the United States where you could disappear and never show up for your court hearing. Trump's going to get rid of you. Trump's just going to say, we got you, you're gone, get the hell out. And it'll be challenged in court, and we'll see where it goes, but at least he's trying every day. More Trump news. White House backs rule change that will end food stamps for 3 million Americans. In another example of the Trump administration using the bureaucracy to circumvent House Democrats, who will not let you do anything, the Department of Agriculture is taking steps to cut food stamp benefits for 3 million Americans by limiting a state's ability to automatically enroll residents who also receive welfare benefits. You imagine how screwed up this country is? Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said states have misused this flexibility. We're changing the rules, preventing abuse of a critical safety net system, so those who need food assistance the most are the only ones who receive it. And in a potential complication, the Department of Agriculture has proposed this rule change just as the Trump administration is touting a deal with congressional Democrats to lift spending caps as part of the compromise to raise the debt ceiling. House Republicans tried cutting food stamps last year when Congress renewed the program, but the Senate rejected the cuts. The new rule would limit states' ability to enroll benefits recipients earning more than 130% of the federal poverty line. It would also introduce new means testing. In most cases, this means a family of four would need to be earning less than $32,000 a year to qualify. 40 states and Washington, D.C. currently use alternative criteria, allowing participants in other government programs to be automatically enrolled in their food stamp program. Can you imagine? And by the way, federal officials contend in some cases, individuals are automatically enrolled in food stamps programs despite receiving only federal benefits of minimal value, like brochures. Like, so if you give them a brochure, that's enough to trigger that they automatically get food stamps without any means testing. What a country. What a country for Muslims coming from other countries. What a country for Mexicans and Central Americans coming from other poverty-stricken countries. What a country for Haitians. What a country coming from starving communist Cuba. How about starving communist Venezuela? You come to America, it's one big scam. Everybody gets whatever they want. The new regulations, which will be released on Tuesday, would require that recipients receive benefits worth at least $50 a month on an ongoing basis for at least 6 months to qualify for automatic enrollment in food stamps. So at least they got to qualify. At least there's some minor new roadblock to just automatically getting food stamps. Also, big news, breaking news. Justice Department announces a new antitrust probe into social media companies. This has to scare the Jesus, the bejesus, the everything. Scare the devil. Because I'm sure most of them practice either atheism or the devil. They love the devil at these social media companies in Silicon Valley. So you can't scare the Jesus out of them because they don't believe in Jesus. But they certainly believe in the devil. So it scares the devil out of them. Justice Department has announced a new probe from the Antitrust Division into the practices of social media companies. Without the discipline of meaningful market-based competition, digital platforms may act in ways that are not responsive to consumer demands. So the Justice Department is going to see what kind of practices they're practicing, they're engaged in, that have reduced competition, stifled innovation, or otherwise harmed consumers. Well, I hope you realize the single biggest thing they've done to harm consumers is they've harmed conservatives like Wayne Root and all of you listening. We can't get our point across. All right. Other big news, ethics complaint filed against Representative Ilhan Omar, accused of immigration, tax, and student loan fraud. Following an extensive three-year investigation by investigative journalist David Steinberg of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a House ethics complaint has been filed by Judicial Watch calling for a probe into potential crimes committed by Omar and her brother. Guess what? She seems to have married her brother. What a surprise. I told you this months ago on this show. She married her brother. It was immigration fraud. Then she divorced him. It was more fraud. According to the complaint, substantial, compelling, and to date, unrefuted evidence has been uncovered that Representative Ilhan Omar may have committed the following crimes in violation of both federal law and Minnesota state law. Perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, state and federal tax fraud, federal student loan fraud. The evidence is overwhelming. She violated the law and House rules. House of Representatives, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, must urgently investigate and resolve the serious allegations of wrongdoing by Representative Omar. We encourage Americans to share their views on Representative Omar's apparent misconduct with their congressmen. So call your congressman. Laid out in the complaint is that she, a citizen of the United States, Ilhan Omar, married her biological brother, Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi, a citizen of the United Kingdom, in 2009 as part of an immigration fraud scheme. Couple legally divorced in 2017. In the course of that divorce, Ms. Omar submitted an application for an order for service by alternate means to the state of Minnesota and claimed, among other things, she had no contact with this brother slash husband. She also claimed she didn't know where to find him. The evidence developed by Mr. Steinberg and his colleagues demonstrates, I've talked about this on the air with a high degree of certainty, Ms. Omar not only had contact with Mr. Elmi, her brother, husband, but actually met up with him in London in 2015 and they got photographs to prove it. I told you, Ms. Omar signed the application for an order for service under penalty of perjury, signed August 2nd, 2017. And the notation above her signature says, I declare under penalty of perjury everything I've stated is true and correct. Archived photo taken during a widely reported trip by Ilhan Omar to London in 2015, posted to her own Instagram account, in which she poses with her husband and brother, Ahmed Elmi. No, not her husband and her brother. Not two different people. Her husband is her brother. Oh, you gotta love these people, huh? They call her Congresswoman. Congresswoman, why are you married to your brother? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, Now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
You're damn right, baby. Raw and unfiltered and uncensored. I say what I want. I tell it like it is. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, and hour number 3, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. This is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kitzer. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio, gave me my start in national syndication. Thank you, Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. This is the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. You can reach me on email, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can reach me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. All right, other news stories, big news stories going on in America today. Representative Ilhan Omar, I was telling you about these new charges being filed against her, but there's much more. She's outraged about being asked to condemn female genital mutilation by a fellow Muslim. I mean, folks, you're dealing with a backwards, crazy person who's representing Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress. This is the most outrageous, ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Even Democrats are so embarrassed by this woman. They can't say it out loud. They're scared to lose the whole Muslim vote. They're scared they'll lose the Antifa vote. They'll be rioting in the streets if they admit that she's like from a backwards culture. And she's just an embarrassment to everything about America and Americans. Congressman Ilhan Omar was outraged after being asked to condemn female genital mutilation by Ani Zadavel, the president of Muslims for Progressive Values. She acted deeply offended by the appalling question, claiming other lawmakers who aren't Muslim aren't asked about these topics. The person asking the question was, however, a fellow Muslim, and it was at an event specifically about religion. Zonnefeld posed the question at the Muslim Caucus Education Collective's 2019 conference. So it's a Muslim conference. Should I make a schedule? Like, does this need to be on repeat every 5 minutes? Should I be like, so today I forgot to condemn Al-Qaeda? See, here's the Al-Qaeda one. Today I forgot to condemn female mutilation. Here it goes. Today I forgot to condemn Hamas. Here it goes. It's a very frustrating question that comes up. You look up my record. Omar snapped at Zonnefeld indignantly. She's quite disgusted, to be honest, that as a Muslim legislator, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking issues that other people are not asked to speak to because the assumption exists that we somehow support it. Again, she was asked the question by a fellow Muslim at a conference about being Muslim. And by the way, according to the CDC, at least 500,000 girls and women in the U.S. have been subjected to this horrific custom or are at risk of having it done to them. There's so many victims and potential victims in the U.S. State Department released a video about the ritual in 2017 featuring American survivors. President Trump sues the unhinged New York Attorney General and House Committee to block tax return disclosure. President Trump today filed a lawsuit against New York's Attorney General and the House Ways and Means Committee to block the disclosure of his tax returns. Unhinged liberals in the Congress in New York State are doing everything they can to obtain his tax returns in order to continue to harass him. You know, there are laws, I believe, in the United States of America on a federal level and on a state level in New York. Laws say you can't create a law to go after one person in the entire United States of America for good reason. You know, that's called persecution. This law in New York was created just to get Trump's tax returns. It violates the laws of the United States of America. You're not allowed to persecute one person and use the power of government and politicians to persecute one person. Trump's lawyers argue Democrat-led House panel lacks a legitimate legislative purpose to use a recently passed New York State law to get Trump's returns. They also claim the state law violated the president's First Amendment rights because it was enacted to discriminate and retaliate against President Trump for his speech and his politics. Trump's personal lawyer, Jay Sekulow, slammed the rabid Democrats in a statement. The actions taken by the House and New York officials are nothing more than political retribution. There is currently no law in this country requiring U.S. presidents or presidential candidates to release their tax returns. Not one. President also extended a national emergency declaration for transnational criminal organizations. And there are certainly some of us who are wondering if that law applies to the Clinton Foundation. Transnational criminal organization. Allowing us to go after them and grab all their assets. We'll be right back. War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is cheering the big budget deal that has been struck by the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The alternatives were much worse. A one-year CR, a sequester, perpetual chaos.
Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill, McConnell called it the best deal possible under the circumstances of divided government. A bill extending the funding of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund has been approved by the Senate. The vote was 97-2, and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Senate has lived up to the words they've said over and over.
Never forget that we will never forget our 9/11 heroes, that we will never stop helping them when they are in need.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 177 points to close at 27,349. The NASDAQ rose 47 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bill's gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War, otherwise known as Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. They can't censor me. You know, Facebook wants to censor me and Twitter wants to censor me, but they can't censor my radio show and my national TV show. I just get it all out there. Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19, sponsor of this segment of the show. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I've now had about five of my fans send me emails saying I'll see you in Miami. And usually every email equals several hundred people, so hopefully that means several hundred of you have done it, but only five of you have actually bothered to send an email to tell me. Love it. I'll see you there. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Journey Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. And you know who else? Megan Barth, who opened the first hour of Tuesday, today's show. Megan Barth is going to be a speaker there. So the whole gang is getting together in Miami, Florida at the Trump Trial Hotel. But this is more than a traditional political event. Or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right. We've got James Hurston with us, as we do every Tuesday afternoon in the second hour of the show. He's a New York Times bestselling author and law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. James, I've got a weekly guest host for the first hour of Tuesdays, and that's Megan Barth. I've got a weekly guest host for the first hour of Thursdays. That's Lee Elsie in Connecticut. And you are the only person besides those two who's on my show every single week. So that is a great compliment to you. You're like a guest host as well. So thanks for coming on again.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, and those two are great guest hosts, and they have to be because they got to fill the war chair.
Yeah, so you're great, and your topics are great because I think people, you know, it's just different to talk a little entertainment news and Hollywood gossip and things like that. You're great at that. And I'm a sports guy, and I'm right now raising a ton of money to be back in the sports handicapping business and the sports gambling business for this fall. And so I want to start with a sports topic. ESPN Radio's Dan Le Batard skips his own show on Monday when he's told he can't talk politics. But it was just a one-day skip, so people are making a big deal about it. Personally, I would have suspended him or fired him because I heard his ratings suck, and I heard he sucks. He's lousy, and he turns into a total libtard, as Ann Coulter would put it. I mean, I couldn't believe his words. I'm from Cuba, and I can't believe what Donald Trump said. He hates all immigrants, and we can't allow this on ESPN. What an idiot.
Libtard hoisted on his own. You know, that. What does that, the reason that this is happening is because, you know, ESPN went too political. Their former president is a guy named John Skipper, and he happens to be a friend of Le Batard. I think that's probably why the guy has the radio gig. And John Skipper, remember, got in trouble because a drug dealer tried to blackmail him. Because Skipper had a coke problem.
Just another liberal. Another happy liberal.
Yeah, right. And he stepped down, and so Jimmy Pitero is the president, and Jimmy Pitero made a rule. We don't want politics on a sports network. So hats off to Jimmy Pitero, because all he's reflecting is the wants and needs of his customers. Sports fans like you, Wayne, and like me.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Jimmy Pitero is a conservative, by the way. Because see, a conservative can never say you're allowed to be conservative. He can just hint that he's a conservative by saying, "I won't allow you to talk any politics." So my guess is, when a guy says, "Don't talk any politics and don't bring your liberal stuff to work," I think it probably means he leans to the conservative side. I would bet.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. But one thing, he's a good executive because he took over a tough gig, and made the right call at a time where ESPN was shedding viewers like crazy. And what Le Batard did, and this is surprising, Le Batard is from Cuba. And I grew up in Chicago. Actually, a lot of my friends were from Cuba. I grew up near a Cuban neighborhood. I even dated Cuban girls and people from Cuba generally. And that's true of Little Havana in Florida. They really appreciate the free market. They know what socialism is. They know what a dastardly villain Fidel Castro was. And I'm shocked that this guy, you know, what he was making an issue out of was the fact that the crowd at Trump's wonderful rally in North Carolina chanted that chant, send her back, send her back. I mean, the guy that started that chant had his tongue in his cheek, but I guess it was foreseeable that the media would jump all over it. But it's not foreseeable that a sports host would weigh in on that, and especially when it's about Ilhan Omar, who is, you know, virulently against American principles, against Israel. She's
and married her brother. Don't forget, married her brother.
Yeah, and there's
sure appears like it
now. Yeah, there's a big story there with immigration fraud, marriage fraud, student loan fraud,
passport fraud.
I mean, she is. It's amazing, but there's no mainstream media reporter that will cover it. But
yeah,
but La Batard was worried about people saying send her back, which the president didn't initiate that, and the president let them go, but he didn't comment in a positive way. He didn't encourage them. So it was just another example of the mainstream media looking for something to hang their anti-Trump hook on. And so that's what it was all about.
What burns my britches is the liberals and this Dan Le Batard and all the other people making comments about, first, what Trump said in his tweet, you know, you can go back home, and also what the crowd chanted, send her back. They're trying to make it something it's not. It is not me or anyone else. Wayne Root would never say, oh, if you're an immigrant, I want you out of the country. It's ridiculous. My grandparents, all four, were immigrants from Germany and Russia. Nobody's against immigrants. But if you hate America and you're a communist and you hate Jews and you hate Israel, you're a Muslim who hates Jews and Israel, yeah, then I will say get the hell out of the country. You don't like America, get the hell out. You hate Jews, we're not a country that hates Jews. Get the hell out. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, back when I was a kid in Chicago, there were these bumper stickers and they said America,
love it or leave it.
Love it or leave it. And look, the fact is what Trump said is he said, if you know, you're criticizing America and you come from countries that have more severe problems than we do, why don't you go back there, solve the problems, and come back and tell us how you did it? That's essentially what he said, and you're absolutely right. They just quoted the part, you ought to go back home, and they distorted Trump as they almost always do. But isn't it really amazing to see that now, even on CNN and MSNBC, we have commentators who are saying, oh, my gosh, this has now turned to the president's benefit because these four people have become the face of the Democrat Party. They are now Trump's chosen foil, and they're afraid that come 2020, Trump's going to run against the squad. And you know what? He might. He set it up. So it's really amazing to see.
All right, next topic. MSNBC guests keep repeating the false claim that Fox News is not covering the Mueller hearings.
Yeah, now what's amazing about this is that this started on the social media, and it started with a woman who used to be the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. Her name is Joyce Vance. And she stuck a tweet out there claiming that Fox News was not going to cover the Mueller hearings. Which, of course,
where are you, James? You still there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you. Now you're there. You were off for a minute. I couldn't hear a thing you were saying.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was saying is that this Joyce Vance, U.S. attorney, put out a tweet claiming that somehow Fox News was not going to cover the Mueller hearings. As a matter of fact, Fox News has a countdown clock on, you know, the upcoming Mueller hearings. There's no way that any news channel would skip that. It's a huge event, and Joyce Vance basically erased her tweet. But that didn't stop both guests and hosts on MSNBC from bringing this up on multiple occasions, and now CNN is kind of dissing MSNBC with this story. So it's really it's now CNN basically using that story to say, see, you should watch us instead of MSNBC because they're basically promoting a false story.
All right, ad break time. You hear the music, and the ad break time is not a time for you to turn off Wainwright Show, because I got to tell you, the reason the show is on the air is because our advertisers, our sponsors, are kind enough to sign the front of checks. We love these people, and they've all got great products. Every one of them is vetted by Wayne Allyn Root. I do extreme vetting on my show, like we should be doing on the border, and I make sure we have the best advertisers in the world, and I use their products and make sure they're really good. I don't let anything on this show unless I use it, so make sure you stay tuned and listen to all the wonderful people who make this show possible, and then we'll come back with more. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, entertainment industry expert, JamesHurston.com, Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered and uncensored and live right here on USA Radio on my flagship station 790. AM in Las Vegas and on Newsmax TV in about 7 minutes or so. And if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. I repeat, you choose your doctor and hospital like I did when I had kidney stones back in February. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. If I'm willing to put my life and my children's health and life in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, it should give you great confidence. And then the fact that I had a major serious medical episode, kidney stones, and Liberty HealthShare took care of the doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, the hospital, everything. Everything for me. All I paid was a small deductible. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Wow. Starts at $449 a month for a family. Wow. This is the way healthcare should be. And there's that hiccup again. I'm not hearing anything. Is anybody there? Can you hear me? Wow, I'm not hearing anything on the other end. It's like just goes totally dead. There it is. Now it's back on again. That's interesting. All right, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Together we're changing healthcare for good. All right, so we've got our guest back, the great James Herson. His website, jamesherson.com, James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N.com, and he's got all the gossip news and celebrity news from Hollywood fit to print. James, welcome back.
Great to continue with you.
Natalie Portman will become the next Thor. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's the reaction. Huh? And this is woke casting. This is the elimination of any male as a hero. It's particularly a white male like Thor. I mean, it's supposed to be Thor, the thunder god. And so Thor is now a woman, Natalie Portman, and they had a publicity. Now, this whole thing maybe to generate publicity and get people upset, that she took the Thor hammer at an event to resounding applause. And this is on the heels of Hollywood deciding to destroy the James Bond franchise, not only change the gender, change the race, have an African-American woman, nothing wrong with having an African-American woman play a role, but Ian Fleming's James Bond, shaken, not stirred James Bond, the role played originally by Sean Connery, we're talking about a spy with a license to kill who romances women. It's an absurdity, but this is the bubble that these Hollywood decision makers live in, and they get slaps on the back from their community as they literally do what is a suicidal business act. You know, they did it. Remember Ghostbusters? They rebooted Ghostbusters and changed it to a group of women. It flopped. They redid the Ocean's 11 and on with a all-female cast led by Sandra Bullock. It did below expectations. These are beloved franchise characters. You don't mess with them for the sake of political correctness or hyper-political correctness. And so I just can't believe what – I can't imagine what's next.
Well, what's next? The movie Bomb, obviously. I mean, it's going to be a bomb. Natalie Portman as Thor. How ridiculous. Let's go to your column. You have a column out that liberal rants aren't silencing Lion King's box office roar, and I was just wondering what the deal is with that. Why are liberals complaining about Lion King now?
No, it's amazing. The Washington Post, the editors of the Washington Post, took this article that was written by actually a guy who's an assistant professor in media studies. Now, this guy basically wrote a thesis in the Washington Post saying that not just the current Lion King, but the whole story of the Lion King is really a fable to promote fascism. Now, I kid you not. Now, the Lion King happens to be one of the most wholesome stories. It's about coming of age, developing courage. It has a redemption theme in it. And it was written in part, the original idea, by Jeffrey Katzenberg, putting his own life experience in it. What this guy says, well, they made the lions into the ruling class. And the others are subservient, so that's fascistic. It's just absurd. So the public said, hey, here's how we'll respond. We'll break the box office record, make it a smash, which is what they did.
All right. These liberals are wrong about everything. Did you hear about the the deputy police commissioner of Baltimore got mugged the other day? I mean, in these liberal towns, everything goes wrong. They're all shooting each other on the streets of Chicago. The police commissioner's getting mugged in Baltimore. Nothing ever works when liberals are in charge. But when James Hurston's in charge, it all works. Hey, James, glad you're in Hollywood, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Ward.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.